brothers and sisters.
大家早，弟兄姊妹们早。
Good morning, dear family and friends.
亲爱的亲戚朋友们早。
It is an honor to come into the house of God and to preach the gospel.
是何等的荣耀，能够来到神的家传扬福音。
And I especially feel it is my privilege to be able to stand here this morning once again.
我实在觉得非常的荣幸能够站在这里。
It is not a small thing to be called a child of God.
称为神的儿女不是一件小的事情。
Because we all know that we have once wandered about in this world.
我们都曾在世界里漂泊。
No one is better than anybody else.
没有谁是比任何人更好的。
If we compare ourselves with one another,
如果我们跟别人比的时候，
Perhaps someone is better than the other.
你总是会找到有比你好的人。
But if we are all comparing ourselves with God,
但是我们若是都来与神比较，
if we compare ourselves with our Savior Jesus Christ,
如果我们
See, I need a lot of help. If we compare ourselves with our Lord Jesus Christ,
我们若是与我们的主耶稣来相比，
then we know we have all fallen short.
我们知道我们都非常比不上
Way short
非常超低于他的标准
Therefore every time when we think of our Lord our God
所以每一次想到我们的主我们的神
We really feel that it is a privilege to know him
我们应该觉得这是何等的特权我们居然能够认识他
It is an honor to speak on his behalf
能够这是何等的荣耀能够在他为他说话
It is such a high glory to be called a child of God
成为神的儿女是何等的荣耀
It is not easy for the Lord to be able to come into our midst.
对神来说，来到我们当中何等的不容易。
Because it demands of him everything.
因为这要他放下一切。
It is very easy for us to be called a child of God.
好像我们很容易说我们是神的儿女。
All we need to do is open our hearts to him.
因为我们所做需要做的事就是把心打开来。
And say to him, Lord, come in.
然后对他说，主啊，请进。
And this is the gospel of God.
这就是神的福音。
It is simple to man.
对人来说好像很容易。
But it requires God of his everything.
但是就神来说他必须要付出一切。
And God loves us, it is true.
神的确爱我们。
And sometimes we do not feel it though.
很多时候我们也许不觉得他的爱。
And because our heart is so far away from his.
那是因为我们的心离他何等的远。
But we were...Once everyone a child.
我们都做过儿童。
And we know our parents love us.
我们都知道父母爱我们。
But as we were children, we do not always feel that our parents love us.
但我们在做孩童的时候，我们不是时时都感觉到父母的爱的。
Until one day we became parents.
直到有一天我们自己做了父母。
It doesn't matter how far away our own children is drifted away from us.
我们的孩子无论他们离我们多远
And perhaps sometimes we don't have the chance to tell them that we love them.
甚至也许有时候我们没有机会告诉他们我们爱他们
But if you are truly the parent,
但如果你是真的是做父母的
your love for them never changes.
你的爱是不会改变的
And that is the unity of life.
这就是那个生命合一的一个道理
It is what we like to call it the gospel of Jesus Christ.
这也是耶稣基督他的福音
So before I want to preach on this gospel,
所以在我跟各位分享这个福音之前
then I would like to come with you in prayer to the Lord.
我想我们一起在祷告里先来到主的面前。
We'd like to first give him thanks.
我们先把感谢归给他。
That we can become children of God by faith to him.
我们能够因着信成为他的儿女。
And we pray for our friends as well.
同时我们可以为我们的朋友们祷告。
We pray that every one of us may come to terms with the love of God.
我们愿每一个我们所爱的朋友能够与神和好。
And that we know that God is true and faithful to all of us.
而且我们都会发现神向着我们是信和诚信真实。
Let us pray. Lord, we thank you.
主耶稣，我们感谢你。
For it is wonderful to enter into the house of God.
因为进入你的家是何等喜乐的事。
Lord, it is not by tradition of man.
不是因着人的传统。
It is not by the religious of people's belief.
或者是一个宗教的相信。
But Lord, we come because we have need.
主我们来因为我们有需要。
And we come because you want us to come.
我们来因为你喜欢我们来。
We cannot make ourselves better when we come before you.
我们来到你面前的时候，我们不能叫自己变得更好。
Because we realize our true humble state.
乃是明白我们真实的光景。
Lord, we are men.
我们不过是人。
We are but dust.
我们不过是尘土。
But you are the living God.
但是你是那位永活的神。
And you are the true meaning of life and love.
你也是生命和爱的真谛。
May you shine your light into our heart this morning.
早晨，愿你的光照在我们的心里。
That we may realize the true conditions that we are in.
所以我们可以看见我们真实的光景。
Not with regret.
我们不要懊悔。
But with great hope.
而带着大的盼望。
That we may let Jesus Christ, our Savior, to come in.
因为我们让我们的救主耶稣基督进来。
Because we cannot make ourselves better.
我们没有办法叫自己变得更好。
But our Lord is willing to come make us whole.
但是我们的主却愿意来叫我们得以完全。
Lord, we pray that you will send your Spirit to fill each one of us.
早晨我们祷告你的圣灵来充满每一个心。
Only the Holy Spirit can make us whole in Christ.
唯有神的灵能够在基督里叫我们得以完全。
We pray for your grace, in this message.
早晨我们传这个信息的时候，我们恳求你的恩典充满在我们这里。
We pray for your power to uphold every one of us.
我们祷告你的能力托住我们每一个。
We commit this time into your hand.
我们把聚会交在你的手里。
And we pray that you will remove all our differences.
把我们当中所有的不同都挪去。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen. The Lord is good.
我们的主是美善的。
And this is the message of our gospel meeting.
这今天早上我要分享就是这件事。
As I was thinking about how to describe to everyone that the Lord is good.
当我正在想说我怎么样向人描述主是美善的。
And I like to, for a while,give my own testimony.
所以我想，我要做我的见证。
But then, perhaps my testimony is not fitting for everyone.
但是我的见证不见得适于每一位在座的。
So I continue to wait upon the Lord.
所以我继续在神面前等候。
I say, Lord, we are all different people of different age and different background.
我说主啊，坐在下面的是不同的人，不同的背景，不同的年纪。
And sometimes we even speak different language.
甚至我们说不同的语言。
How can I present myself first and to make everybody come to the understanding of Christ?
因此我怎么能够把我自己的光景呈现出来而满足所有人的需要呢？
And so then the Lord say, tell me the word reconciliation.
所以神就对我说，告诉他们与我和好的事。
And we thank God that the gospel of God is to make reconciliation.
我们感谢主，因为福音就是叫我们与神和好。
And because we are reconciled to God, then we know that the Lord is good.
因为我们与他和好了，我们才发现神是美善的。
And to reconcile human being is not an easy task.
跟人和好可不容易。
Because we are born different.
因为我们生来就不同。
And our personality, our temperament are all different.
我们的个性脾气都不同。
And even, you know, some parents have few children, they know.
父母，你们若是有生几个孩子，你们都知道。
And each of the child has a different personality.
每一个孩子个性都不同。
You cannot use one system to teach all of them the same way.
所以你不能够用一个教材，一个方式来教导你的孩子。
So therefore, it demands the parents to require some understanding of how to raise the children.
所以父母必须要明白怎么样教养辅导自己的孩子。
And of course, being a child, they have it their ways.
当然，小孩子又有各有各的情况。
And they would want to be independent and to grow free.
他们想要独立，他们要自由。
And they fight for their independence.
他们为了他们独立的权利来跟我们争竞。
And sometimes they hurt their parents' hearts.
有的时候在这个争取的过程中伤了父母的心。
And sometimes they hurt themselves.
有的时候他们伤害了自己。
And so therefore, all the differences of the world we see.
所以我们看见人的不同。
And but when we come to look at the reconciliation that God has prepared for us in Christ,
但是我们若看见神在基督里为我们预备的这个和平，
and we know that there are basically three things.
我们发现有三方面。
And first of all, it is called remove division.
第一个是把争竞给除去。
And, 把纷争
给除去。
分门别类。Differences. Remove differences.
把我们的不同。
出去 yeah. So God wants to reconcile us.
神要与我们和好。
And first he has to remove differences.
第一要把所有的不同挪去。
And the second thing is that to restore right relationship.
第二个呢是叫那个关系能够被重新修好。
And although sometimes we have no difference, although sometimes we are not different from one another,
也许有的时候我们没有什么不同,
and we may even be very agreeable to each other.
甚至我们在很多事上我们是意见相一致的。
But that doesn't mean we have the right relationship.
但不代表我们在一个对的关系里。
So not only God comes to reconcile us,
所以神不仅来叫我们与他和好。
In his reconciliation,
在这个和好的理念,
he remove all the differences,
他把所有不同挪去,
and then he can set up the right relationship.
然后他在我们当中建立一个对的关系。
And the third thing about our conditions of man,
第三, 在关于人的人际关系里面,
is that sometimes our relationship only lasts for a while.
就是我们的关系的, 不能持久。
And we look at our children and we see that all the time.
比如说我们看我们的孩子, 我们是常常看见他们。
One day they are so much into their friends.
就观察我们孩子就可以看到，有的时候他们跟朋友好得不得了。
And the next day they hate each other so bad.
可以不久之后呢，他们就好像成为仇人一样。
You know, children like that.
小孩子尚且如此。
How about adults?
那大人呢？
If we ask ourselves truly, we are not that much different from our children.
你如果仔细扪心自问，可能你发现我们的光景跟孩童没有什么差别。
Perhaps sometimes we can present ourselves better.
只是我们知道怎么样包装的好一点。
Or really hide ourselves.
或者隐藏的好一点。
Yeah, but truly, we are not that much different.
但实际来说，我们跟小孩是没有什么大的不同的。
This morning, I looked in the mirror again.
今天早晨我又照了镜子。
The only difference is that my hair got thinner.
我看到唯一不同就是头发越来越稀少。
Not to mention my hair got grayer.
不要讲那个颜色变白了。
Time flies by.
时间过得很快。
But I ask myself, am I different from before?
但我扪心自问，我与以前有没有什么不同？
Thank God we can be different.
感谢主，我们可以有所改变。
Thank God we can have right relationship with Him.
感谢主，让我们与他能够有一个对的关系。
But don't think the gospel stops there.
但是不要以为这个好消息就停在这个阶段。
We still need him to continue to maintain our true relationship.
我们希望主继续保守我们与他的真实的关系。
So the third part of reconciliation is to remain true.
所以这个和好，这个与神和好，第三个就是保持我们的真实。
All these three aspects of reconciliation Christ has done for us.
而这三方面呢，主耶稣都已经为我们做成了。
And therefore, when we come to believe in the gospel,
所以当我们信这个福音的时候
And we know for sure in our hearts
所以我们心里就确知
That now, from now on, the Lord has removed all my differences from everybody else
神已经把我与别人的不同在他里面挪去了
Now I am at ease and at peace with all the people around me
所以我可以与我四周的人和平相处
This is not my own thought about peace
这不是我对和平或和好的一个观念的认知
But it is God's thoughts towards everyone, every man.
而是神向着我们每一个人的意念。
He does not want us to be all different.
他不喜欢我们都不意见不同。
He wants us to come together in him as one.
他要我们都来到他的里面成为一。
And not only one,
不仅成为一,
but in this oneness, there's such harmony.
而且在这个合一里面是一个很和谐的关系。
And that we have right relationship one with another.
我们跟彼此之间相处的也在一个对的关系里。
Parents will become like parents.
做父母的像做父母的。
Children like children.
做儿女的像做儿女。
Teachers like teachers.
做教师的像是做教师。
Pupils like pupils.
做学生的像是做学生的。
And everyone is fulfilling his God-given rights.
每一个人都满足了神所赐给他们的权利。
And then by God's strength,In his reconciliation,
靠着神的恩典呢，在他的和好的这个过程里，
he can keep each one of us truthful.
他让我们每一个人保持我们的真实和真实。
Now let's open the Bible.
让我们一起来看主的话。
Second Corinthians chapter 5.
林后第五章。
We would like to begin with this passage.
我们一起来看这个经节。
Because then we know what price Christ has paid in order for us to be reconciled.
所以我们才能知道基督付了怎样的代价，好叫我们与神和好。
And we'll read from verse 8 to 11.
我们请读第五章第八到十一节。
He did it right, I did it wrong.
你是对了，但他讲错经。
5:18 to 21.
对不起，林后第五章第十八到二十一节。
Okay, we'll try it again, sorry. Thank you. So in this passage, we clearly see that all these things are from God. God is the initiator of reconciliation. It is not the beginning, it is not how men initiate reconciliation. And it is God who has done it. Now what did he do? And here we see in the passage that God, that the Lord has made Jesus Christ, who knew no sin, to be sin on our behalf. And in order for us all to be reconciled. And in the reconciliation that we may call the righteousness of God. And it is a big deal for the Lord to do such a thing. Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, has no sin.
耶稣基督, 神的羔羊, 他是没有罪的。
He did not know what sin is.
他也不知道罪是何物。
But one day God sent him, he who knew no sin, to become sin.
但是有一天, 神叫这位不知罪的, 来到世上, 来认识罪。
So that, for what purpose?
什么目的呢?
To reconcile sinners like us.
是叫你我这样的罪人能够跟神和好。
So we must look at what sin is.
所以我们要明白什么是罪。
And briefly, sin is just to be independent, to claim independence from God.
罪的一个定义呢, 就是要与, 对神独立, 向神独立。
You know, sin is not a casual word that men throw at each other.
这个罪不是一个普通的字, 我们常常使用的。
Because without God, the absolute truth,
因为没有神这位绝对的真理,
without God, the absolute goodness,
没有神这位绝对的善良善者,
everything is sin.
所有其他的都是罪,
but it doesn't matter.
但是没有关系啦,
because there is no higher standard to measure against the wrongdoing of man.
因为神若不来到我们当中, 没有更高的标准显出我们的不足。
We already talked about that everyone is similar.
我们都有些雷同之处。
And from our childhood all the way to our old age.
从小到老,
and we all somehow drifted away far, far from God. We may have our version of what goodness is. And sometimes we use our definition to condemn another person. But if we come to God, then we know we all fallen short. So what is sin? Sin is when someone do not even recognize God.
罪呢,
and then, therefore, every possibility could come out from that person. When someone denies the goodness of God, when someone says there is nothing good, nothing true in this life,
若有人说,
then everything is floating. We all try to fill the gap in our hearts. But we can never find true good. We can never find true good. We can never find true the truth. But God is faithful to His people. Even though we don't know Him. God has a need in His heart. God has a want in his heart. From the very beginning, he wants to be with man. And he needs to be with man. The whole Bible is just simply talking about this fact. Every word of God that is given to us is simply talking about this fact. That God wants to be with us. He wants to stay with us forever and ever. That we may live in goodness. That we may be a true person. And relate rightly one with another. But too bad sin entered into the world. Through the disobedience of man, sin stays with all humankind. And every one of us from now on are called sinner.
所以我们每一个人都是罪人。
Now that doesn't mean there is no good things that these people have done.
这不代表说罪人不能做一些好的事。
And in their own eyes, we seem to think that what we do are pretty good.
在罪人的眼中，常常觉得自己所做的是不错的事。
But then when it comes to measure against the holy Jesus Christ,
但是若来与我们的神圣的耶稣相比，
then we know we are far, far short of His glory.
我们就知道我们实在是大大的亏缺了他的荣耀。
So in order for God to come, He has to remove division.
所以神要来，他第一要做的是把这个不同给。
Now in the whole Bible, there are basically two ways God removed division.
在圣经里你可以看到神除去这个不同有两种方式。
And one of the first method God has used with the people of Israel.
第一种方法他用在以色列人身上。
And the second method God has used it on all believers in the New Testament.
那第二种方法是在新约里你可以看见是用在所有信主的人身上。
Because God wants to be with his people.
因为神盼望跟人同在。
And so therefore God revealed himself to people.
所以他把自己向人显现。
And he asked people to believe in his promise.
所以他叫人相信他的应许。
And by believing in God's word,People may become God's people.
所以在旧约时代，人相信神的话，就成为神的子民。
And God promised to be with them.
然后神就应许与他们同在。
But then we are not a faithful people after all.
但是很不幸的，因为我们这个人不是一个忠信的人。
And when we wait upon God,
我们等候神。
Suddenly we feel like this is not very solid.
我们花时间等候神，但是突然会觉得说这个不是很实际。
It is more.Solid for us to do something in order to justify ourselves.
对我来说呢，我总得做一点什么，好像才比较实在一点。
And you know, a lot of times we hear even among believers.
甚至在信主的人心中也有这种情况。
Oh, what is the use to claim the promise of God by faith?
若是只是借着信来支取他的应许，有什么好呢？
If you believe in God.
如果你真的信神,
Shouldn't you have good behavior also?
你是不是应该有好的行为呢?
Now that sounded right.
听起来是没有错的。
But it's actually full of condemnation.
但是呢，这样的想法常常是充满了定罪。
And because it caused division.
而这个定罪就带来了分歧。
God alone is the judge.
神是唯一的审判官。
And God sets the system of belief.
神他定了一个制度，就是借着信。
And therefore, yes, we need to have good testimony as the people of the Lord.
是的，身为神的百姓，我们应该有好的见证。
But the basis of all the good testimony is our faith in Jesus Christ.
但是一切好的见证的根基呢，乃是我们在主里的信心。
But the people of Israel did not understand that.
在那个时候，以色列百姓并不明白这件事。
And they want to do something in order to justify themselves.
以至于他们总觉得他们得做一些什么来。
And so therefore.God said, okay, you want to do something, I let you do something.
所以神就说好吧，你想要做点什么事，我就让你做点什么事。
God gave them the Ten Commandments.
神给了他们十诫。
If you do it all, then you will live.
如果你把这十诫都遵守了，你就可以得生。
And what is the meaning of to live?
但是什么叫做因此得生呢？
To live means to live in the presence of God.
什么叫得生就是得以生活在神的同在。
And if you do all the law without any shortcomings,
所以你遵守了所有的律法，没有任何亏缺。
Then God can be in your presence.
那神呢，就能够与我们同在。
And before you know it, Israel could not do it.
但我们都知道，以色列人办不到的。
And so therefore, they need also the priest to pray for them and offer sacrifices for them.
所以他们就有设立的祭司来为他们献上那个赎罪祭。
For everyone who confessed that they have fallen short,
对所有承认他们有罪的人。
And they will sacrifice, and by the sprinkling of the blood, then they can be forgiven.
他们可以献上祭牲，那借着祭牲的血，他们得着赦免。
And so is the people of Israel.
这是在以色列人里面的光景。
God would come into their presence.
神借此能够进入他们，来到他们当中。
Provided that they can do good.
那那条件就是他们必须要达到那个。
And when they have sinned, they need to confess their sins.
当他们犯罪的时候，他们必须要认自己的罪。
Now, this is not a challenge for the people.
这对他们来说不是一个大的挑战。
But it is God speaking out of his heart, please be holy so that I can be with you.
而是神传达一个信息说，请你们保持自己洁净，好让我能够与你们同在。
Our holy God could not exist with falsehood.
因为神不能与虚假同在。
Our holy God could not exist among hatred.
我们的神圣的神不能够居住在仇恨的当中。
And our holy God must come with the people in such harmony that they know to have faith in God.
神必须呢,因着来到一群人当中,他们因着相信神而有一个真实的和谐。
So in the history of the Old Testament, we see the people going up and down, up and down.
所以旧约里你看到神百姓的光景是上上下下。
When they do well, God could be with them.
当他们光景好的时候,神的同在就在那里。
But when they forget about God, even the whole kingdom of Israel could fall overnight.
但他们如果忘记了神呢,他们可以一夕之间就倾倒。
That is God's first dealing with his people.
这个是神在旧约里跟他百姓之间的关系。
And his provision of reconciliation is by the sacrifice on the altar.
他那个和好的执事是借着他们在祭坛上献上祭牲而产生。
And the people of Israel did not understand till today.
以色列百姓直到今日都还不明白。
And they still do not understand why we must believe in the sacrificial, in the sacrifice of the Lamb of God.
他们到今天还不能明白为什么我们要相信神儿子这个羔羊的祭牲。
So you see the people of Israel today, they still keep a lot of stuff.
所以你今天如果到以色列去看，以色列人还是有许多的传统。
They keep praying.
他们还继续祷告。
They keep having meetings and worship.
他们还是有聚会，有敬拜。
And they even keep offering.
他们也有奉献。
But they don't offer the sacrifices anymore.
但他们不再献祭。
And they do not apply their faith in the blood anymore.
他也不再把他们的信心放在祭牲的血里。
So you know, without the blood, there is no reconciliation.
你知道没有血流出来是没有和好能够成就。
Actually, Jewish people know that.
犹太人是深深明白这个。
So in the end days, now that the kingdom of Israel is restored.
所以在这个末后的世代，你到以色列国去的话，他们开始恢复这件事。
And many Orthodox Jews is trying to restore the system of priesthood among them.
甚至犹太人想恢复那个祭司的制度。
Because they know everything else is on the outside.
他们知道所有的事都是外面的。
But reconciliation with God must be by blood.
但是与神和好必须要有血流出来。
And but then in the New Testament time,
但你来到新约的时代的时候,
Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, has come.
耶稣基督神的羔羊来了,
and he came to show his goodness to his people.
他来向人显出他所有的美善,
but the people did not know him.
但是人却不认识他。
And in Luke chapter 18,
在路加第18章里面,
while Jesus Christ was walking on earth,
当耶稣基督在地上行走,
he did many miracles and signs.
他行了许多的神迹奇事,
and people looked at him and could not deny his wonderful works.
人看见他所做的, 不能否认他所成就的。
But they thought that, well, you just have more power than us.
他们说, well, 你可能就是比我们多一点能力,
and perhaps you do better than us.
你做得比我们好一点。
But then all those religious people think of Jesus as a phony.
但是那些宗教的领袖都认为耶稣是假的。
And you know, because they are not in their system.
因为呢，耶稣所行出来的不是照他们的制度。
And in their mind, they thought God told us to do this.
因为在这些宗教领袖的心里想说，神告诉我们要这样子做。
And you come to do a different thing called faith in you.
你这个耶稣来了，你做的却完全不同，都要我们有信心。
And then you talk about that you're going to die for us.
而你又讲到说你要为我们舍命。
So many people looked at Jesus Christ, did not understand what he is about.
因此许多人不明白，也不认识耶稣。
And so they want to challenge him and test him.
所以他们常常要试验他或试探他。
And so one day, some Pharisees and scribes come to test Jesus.
所以有一天呢，法利赛人文士就来试炼耶稣。
And they come.
所以他们来试试看。
And so we will look at it from Luke 18.
在路加18章里面有记载。
So one ruler comes to question Jesus.
所以有一个人来问耶稣。
And he come because he is good.
他来呢，因为他觉得他自己做得很好。
And he come and he talk to Jesus and say, good teacher.
他来呢，就对他说, 夫子, 良善的夫子。
What shall I do to inherit eternal life?
我该做什么事才可以承受永生?
And then Jesus answered him plainly, why do you call me good?
耶稣对他说，你为什么称我是良善的呢?
No one is good except God alone.
除了神一位之外，再也没有良善。Now
that is a very important revelation.
这是一个很重要的启示。God
did not come to, Jesus Christ did not come to deliver himself as goodness.
主耶稣没有来说，我就是那个良善。And
he comes to be the atonement of the people.
他来要成为我们的赎罪祭。
But he comes out of the goodness of the Father.
但是他这个来临呢，是来自于神的良善。
So when someone call him good,
所以当有人称他是良善的夫子的时候，
and want to do something to get eternal life,
啊，这个人想说我该做什么事才能承受永生？
Jesus Christ wants to connect him straight to God.
主耶稣给他的答案是让他直接跟神相连。
Okay, but Jesus Christ is much wiser than anybody else.
但是主耶稣是最有智慧的。
He knows the heart of man.
他了解人的心。
And in the heart of this young ruler,
在这个年轻的官，他来问主耶稣的心中。
He thought he deserved eternal life.
他自己是觉得说我是配得永生的。
And because he had done so many good.
因为我做了这么多好的事。
So Jesus Christ would ask him in turn.
所以主耶稣就问他。
Have you kept the law?
你有没有遵守摩西的律法？
Do not commit adultery.
不可奸淫。
Do not murder, do not steal, do not bear false witness. Honor your father and mother.
不可杀人，不可偷盗，不可做假见证，当孝敬父母。
You know, as far as the measure of conduct is concerned,
就在行为来看，
actually the commandment of the Lord sums it up very well.
神的律法是很清楚的。
That is the differences between all mankind.
这就是人之间的不同。
Some people are like this, some people are like that.
有的人是这个样，有的人是那个样。
But Jesus Christ asked if he had kept these commandments.
但主耶稣问他说，这一切的诫命你都遵守了吗？
Of course, those who think themselves good.
当然，那些自认为自己不错的。
And then they would say, yeah, I kept everything.
都会说，是啊，我都遵守了。
But Jesus Christ said, one thing you need.
主耶稣说，你还少一件事情。
One thing you need.One thing you lack.
有一件事你还缺少。
What is that one thing?
那一件事是什么？
That one thing that may show that you have faith in God.
还有一件事你需要做来显出你向着神的信心。
You know, doing something to show yourself good could be true, could be false.
有一些好的行为证明你是良善的，有的时候是真的，有的时候是假的。
And sometimes the person truly meant it still could be a false thing.
你也许心里是愿意的，但是你做出来的可能还是假的。
I don't have time to go deep into it.
我不花时间讨论那样的状况。
But the fact of the matter is that everybody, if you want to receive eternal life,
问题就是说，若是我们真的要承受永生，
there's one thing we all need and one thing we all lack.
有一件事是我们都需要做，也是我们所缺乏的。
And that is to have faith in God.
那就是要相信神。
To understand that it is not you who can do good to reach God.
知道说我们不能凭我们自己的行为来达到神那里。
But to have faith in the goodness of the Lord.
乃是要有信心，相信神他是美善的。
That God wants to reconcile us to Him.
这位美善的神愿意叫我们与他和好。
It is God's intention to be with His people.
是神所愿意做的事，就是叫我们与他和好。
It's not you trying to go to God.
而不是说你做了一个什么，让你能够到神那里去。
But God is trying to come to you.
而是神试着要来到我们这里。
And this morning, God is trying to come to every one of us.
今天早晨，神所要做的就是来到我们这里。
But there's still one thing we need.
但是我们需要做一件事。
One thing we lack.
有一件事是我们所缺乏的。
Now Jesus Christ on that day demand of this young ruler of one
那一天早晨呢，对这个官呢，神耶稣对他有一个要求。
And because this Jesus Christ wants him to see that there is something that only one thing in him, but he could not do.
因为耶稣认识他的光景，知道有一件是他办不到的，也是他所缺少。
And that is the highest treasure in this person's heart.
那就是在他心中到底什么是真实的宝贵。
This young ruler has done all the good law.
这个年轻的官做了所有的该遵守的事。
And he kept the law from his youth.
那他从少年的时候就遵守摩西的律法。
And he know what good is.
他知道什么是好。
But Jesus Christ see through his heart.
但是耶稣看透了他的情形。
Yes, he wants eternal life. He consider it good.
是的，要永生，这是一个好事。
But he also want his wealth. And he consider his wealth is just as good.If not more.
但是在这个官的心中呢，财宝跟他来说，对永生跟财宝两件事是一样重要的。
See, there is something that when we want to do good, then we find out that we always stop short somewhere.
我们想要做好，但是常常我们会发现我们在其他的事上不足。
The purpose of doing good is to obtain eternal life.
有时候我们做一个好，想说这样我就得着永生。
But somehow for this young ruler, we think the rich is more important than. The eternal life.
但在这个少年的观里面呢， 得着永生跟得着财宝，财宝是比较重要的。
Now that the disciples circled around Jesus and asked, because they are very concerned also all of a sudden.
那这些门徒听见了他们的对话都很紧张，就绕在耶稣的身边。
Wow, this is a difficult demand.
说哇，刚才主耶稣对他的要求可是蛮大的。
If the standard of having eternal life is to give up all your riches to the poor, then who can be saved?
他们想说，如果要得着永生，必须把财宝给贫穷的人，那谁能得救啊？
So Jesus Christ answered very plainly.
那主耶稣很明白地告诉他们。
For this kind of person to enter into the kingdom of God is harder for the, it's like hard, it's easier for the camels to go through the eyes of a needle.
他说，你看，叫有钱财的人进神的国何等难。骆驼穿过针的眼，比财主进神的国还容易。
But with God, nothing is impossible.
但是呢，在神却没有难成的事。
So even though Jesus Christ make a demand of men when they want to do good to enter into eternal life.
当这个人呢想借他的善行进入神得着永生的时候，主耶稣给他了一个要求。
But then our Lord Jesus Christ actually is saying, there's a better way.
但是主耶稣事实上告诉我们说有一个更好的办法。
And the better way is let God do it for you.
就是让神来为你成就。
Let God come to deliver us into the kingdom of God.
让主耶稣来带我们进入他的国度。
Let God give you eternal life. All you need to do is to receive Him.
你所需要做的事情就是借着信心让神来成就这一切。
Oh, but people of Israel did not know.
但是以色列人不明白。
They want God.
他们想要神,
they also want their own good.
但他们还要保持自己的好。
But the test of the people's heart is that, what do you consider ultimate good?
但是我们的问题就是说，我们认为什么是真正的最好的。
If you think you have already obtained some good,
如果你觉得你已经有一些好,
then you would deny God as good in you.
那结果就是我们会否认神他是好的。
Oh, Jesus Christ come.
主耶稣来了。
Not only he speaks the words of truth to the people.
他不仅向着人说神的真实的话语。
And he tells people that God is good. God alone is good.
他告诉他们神独一的神唯有他是良善的。
And then he also demonstrated how good is doing everything possible to reconcile sinners to him.
他做所有能做的事叫人罪人与他和好。
He only demanded that young ruler one thing.
他只向那个少年的官有一个要求。
But Jesus Christ demanded himself to give God everything.
但是耶稣基督为了成就这个和平，把他自己一切都给了神。
You know, there's a lot of good in our Lord Jesus Christ.
在主耶稣里面有许多的良善。
He could walk on water.
他可以在水上行走。
He healed all the sicknesses.
他可以医治人的疾病。
And he would solve every problem.
他可以解决所有的问题。
He could raise the dead from dead.
他可以叫人从死里复活。
Oh, he is so good.
他这么棒。
He could feed thousands of people at a time.
他可以一时之间喂饱几千的人。
He has all the goodness in him and he has the wisest teaching.
他有各样的良善，而且他有非常有智慧的教导。
But all that was what Jesus Christ did.
但是那些不过都是他所做的事情。
They are all good.
都是好的事。
But Jesus Christ knows that he did all this good, he could not save one soul.
但是他知道只是做这些好事他不能救一个灵魂。
In order to save one soul,
要能够救人灵魂。
He has to take the punishment for that person.
他必须为那个人承受罪的
He has to take your punishment away, take my punishment away.
他必须把你把我所该受的击打拿走。
And so Jesus Christ will just come to this person.
所以呢，耶稣就来到这个人这里。
And demand him of one thing.
跟他只要一个事情。
But he is willing to give his all to the Lord.
但他却把自己完全交给了神。
We need to read the second passage.
我们再读一段圣经。
Romans 5.
罗马第五章。
6-11. I hope I'm right this time.
Yeah, 6-11节。
And I will read the English and our sister the Chinese.For while we were still helpless, at the right time Christ died for the ungodly. For one will hardly die for a righteous man, though perhaps for the good man someone would dare even to die. But God demonstrates his own love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from the wrath of God through him. For if while we were enemies we were reconciled to God, through the death of his son. Much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only this, but we also exult in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we now receive the reconciliation.
罗马书五章第六节，因我们还软弱的时候，基督就按所定的日期为罪人死。为一人死是少有的，为人人死，或者有敢做的。唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。现在我们既靠着他的血称义，就更要借着他免去神的愤怒。因为我们做仇敌的时候，且借着神儿子的死得与神和好，既已和好，就更要因他的身得救了。不但如此，我们既借着我主耶稣基督得与神和好，也就借着他以神为乐。
So there were, the whole Bible talks about God wants to be with man.
整个圣经都告诉我们一件事，就是神要与我们同在。
And the Old Testament, God shows the people that if you do certain things, then I will be with you.
在旧约里的时候，你看到神说，你若遵守这些事，我就与你们同在。
And in the New Testament, God said, if you believe in me, then I will be with you.
在新约里面，神说，你若信，我就与你们同在。
And they are completely two different paths.
这是完全不同的道路。
Now if any one of us think we can do something for God's presence to be with us,
若是在我们当中有任何人认为我可以做一些什么让神与我同在，
then they are following the way of Israel.
那我们就是跟随了以色列人的道路。
Now if you think that by faith in Jesus Christ I can be reconciled,
若是我们相信借着我有信我就能够与神和好，
then you are going on the new and the living way.
那你就走在这条又新又活的路上。
And this is just clearly defined for us in the Bible.
在圣经里很清楚的让我们看见。
And Romans 5, it says that for we are still helpless at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly.
在这里讲到说我们还软弱的时候，基督就按着所定的日期为人死了。
You know, Christ came to die for two kinds of people.
耶稣来替两种人死。
And one kind is called the helpless.
一种是那种无助的人，
软弱的人。The other kind is called the ungodly.
另外一种是罪人。
Now, whether we think we are good,
无论我们觉得自己是好的
or godly,
或者是圣的
and I first of all would say that sooner or later we will discover we are but helpless.
但是很久很快我们就会发现我们其实是软弱的。
You know, a lot of times we think we can,
很多时候我们觉得我们能办得到。
But in this lifetime we know that sooner or later we will hit the time that we are helpless.
但是今生呢，很快我们就会发现说其实我们是很软弱的。
And so we know that GodChrist died for that particular kind of sinner.
那我们就知道耶稣他来就是为这样的人死。
Have you ever been helpless before?
你有没有觉得软弱过？
Or do you think you're in helplessness right now?
你会觉得你很无助。
There's only one way.
那我告诉你只有一条路。
And that is to know and accept Christ died for you.
那就是要知道并且接受耶稣为你死。
And because Christ not only wants to save you from helplessness,
因为主耶稣不仅是要救我们脱离我们的软弱和无助，
by believing in him,
而借着相信他，
his life will save you and make you helpful to yourself and to others.
他的生命能够救你，让你不再软弱，而且可以成为别人的帮助。
This is what Romans 5 is saying.
这罗马第五章在这里就是这样讲。
And the other kind of sinner is that they are not godly.
还有一种罪人的光景就是他们是不圣的。
Now they may be good in their own eyes.
也许在他们自己眼中他们还不错。
But their goodness is without God.
但是那个良善呢是没有神的同在。
And they do good.
他们做得不错。
But their good is to deny God's good.
但他们所做的事情只让他们拒绝或否认神的好。
And so Jesus Christ came to deliver ungodly people like that.
所以主耶稣来也是要拯救这样的人。
So if one day we realize that, oh, I think I'm serving God.
所以我们必须明白，有的时候我们觉得，哎，我在侍奉神。
But then, if we forget that the basis of our serving God is Christ's death.
若是我们不认识说我们一切服事的基础是借着耶稣基督的死。
Then we are just doing good on ourselves.
那我们只是靠自己在做一些好的。
But if we understand that, oh, I'm serving God because Christ died for me.
那反之若是我们认识我来服侍乃是因为耶稣他为我死。
And not only so,
不仅如此，
My service to God is to Christ live out through me.
不仅是如此，而且我的侍奉呢是让这个复活的主从我里面活出来。
You see, why God wants to save us?
为什么神要救我们？
First thing is he wants to be with us.
第一，他要跟我们在一起。
But Second thing is he wants to continuously with us.
第二呢, 他要不断地, 继续地与我们同在,
and that is the way of the Lord.
那就是主的道路,
and he not only come to deliver us from all the differences.
他不仅来叫我们从我们不同里被释放出来,
and he come also to restore the right relationship.
他并且来恢复一个对的关系,
and we know when we talk about relationship, love is the highest point.
当我们讲到与人的关系, 爱是最高的一个点。
And previously we talked about God initiate reconciliation.
我们讲到说是神, 他开始了这个和好的事。
And Romans 5 talks about God delivers this reconciliation by his love.
在罗马书第五章就讲到说神把这个和好带来是借着他的爱。
And he wants to reconcile sinners to himself.
他叫罪人与他和好,
so that Christ may die for the ungodly and the helpless.
所以呢,
in order for us to be justified by his blood. And saved from the wrath of God through Jesus Christ.
啊,救我们脱离神的愤怒,
and so that we can be reconciled to him through the Son. Now, but people don't understand the important relationship with God. In fact, a lot of times we ourselves don't know. And many a times we want to do good and continue to do good. And then we got lost very quickly in our own goodness. And Matthew 16:1. And there are Pharisees and scribes testing Jesus again. And they want to say exact. They want to find out exactly what Jesus Christ is after. And they are so jealous about Jesus Christ doing all the good work, much more powerful than them. And you know, did the great miracle that they could not do. And have the wisest teachings always shut their mouths up. And so therefore they just kind of like reluctantly addressing Jesus as the good teacher.
所以呢,
and so oftentimes they would like to test Jesus' limits. So one day, they just come again and want to ask Jesus for a sign. And so if you are the Son of God, certainly you can show us
sign.
And if you may be one great prophet, certainly you can show us a sign. Oh, but Jesus answered them plainly. That there is no sign given to this evil and wicked generation. See, God, Jesus Christ knows the heart of man. We want to see something in order to be convinced by it. Is there anything wrong to demand that? Well, the only thing wrong about it is that one is not understanding God's earnestness to want to be with us. As if God needs to prove himself so that we can believe in him. But Jesus Christ, he is the righteous one. You know, a lot of times he comes and he tells people,
他来的时候他就告诉人,
if you see me, you see the Father.
你看见我,
and he tells his disciples that you've been with me for so long, don't you know the Father already?
他甚至告诉门徒说,
Jesus Christ, he is the righteous one.
因为他就是那位义者。
And everything he said or not say, everything he does or not do,
他所说, 他所做, 或他所没说, 所没做的,
he is always right with God. If you and I want to be right with God, and we have to accept him. But on that day, they didn't accept him. They want him to prove himself first. So Jesus Christ said, there is no sign given to this generation. Except one.
除了一个神迹。
Now, does that mean that Jesus Christ did not give the sign, or did he give the sign?
那到底耶稣有没有给他们一个神迹呢？
That means Jesus Christ is going to give them one sign, right?
就表示说耶稣是的，要给他们一个神迹。
See, Jesus Christ is righteous.
他是一个义者。
He is not trying to weasel his way out by not providing an answer.
他不是要随随便便，好像要闪躲，不给一个正式的答案。
He just wants to correct the heart of man first.
还是借着他的答案，他要矫正人里面错误的光景。
Don't think if you see a sign you will believe.
你不要以为我真的显了一个神迹，你就会相信。
But if you truly want to see a sign, I have one for you.
但是如果你真的想看一个神迹，我有一个神迹给你看。
And that is the sign of Jonah.
那就是约拿的神迹。
Now from the sign of Jonah, we know this story.
我们都知道约拿的故事。
Jonah was a prophet.
他是一个先知。
And he's supposed to serve God in his message.
他应该是传扬神的信息，不是。
But he has his own idea of what good is.
但是他也一样，在他心中有自己的定义，关于什么是好，什么是不好。
I am a Jew. I am an Israelite.
我是一个犹太人，真的以色列人。
And I would not have anything to do with Gentiles.
我跟外邦人一点关系也没有。
And they and us is just two different people.
外邦人跟我们神的选民是完全不同的。
In fact, we are called men, they are called dogs and pigs.
实际上我们是人，他们不过是猪和狗。
And we are called the saints, they are called the sinners.
我们是圣徒，他们是罪人。
And so, in the heart of Jonah, he is very clearly distinguished himself.
所以在约拿的心中是很清楚有分别的。
And so he knows the Lord.
他认识主。
But on that day he did not obey the Lord.
但是他却没有顺服主。
Because the Lord asked him to deliver a message to Nineveh.
因为神叫他去尼尼微城传一个信息。
And to tell them the people there to repent.
要告诉他们要悔改。
And Jonah said, why bother?
约拿的反应说为什么要做这样的事呢？
I am a prophet. I'm supposed to preach to the good people of God.
我是一个先知，我应该对神的百姓传信息。
But he does not know God's heart.
但是因为他不认识神的心。
God's heart is to reconcile people.
神的心是要叫所有的人与他和好。
God's heart is not just to reconcile good people.
而不是只要那些好像是好的人与他和好。
So Nineveh refused, Jonah refused to go.
所以约拿拒绝去传这个信息。
To make the long story short, he got swallowed up by a big fish.
简单的说，后来他被一个大鱼吞到肚子里。
And for 3 days, and he was in the belly of the fish.
那在三天里边，在鱼的腹中。
Jonah just kind of pray for God's mercy again.
在鱼的肚子里，他开始求神的恩典怜悯。
Not that he was willing.
不是他很愿意去。
Nor that he was, he truly understand the heart of God.
或者他真的明白神的心。
But now his own life is threatened.
但是他现在生命上显然有很大的危险。
Oh, so he just bring out all the prayer and just basically ask for a second chance.
所以他就迫切的祷告，求神给他一个机会。
You know, God's heart is never to punish people.
神的心从来不是要降灾祸。
If anyone wants a second chance, you will get a second chance.
谁愿意在神面前有第二一个机会，神总是会给。
God is long suffering.
神是很久忍耐的。
And he would just tolerate our foolishness again and again.
神会一再的忍受我们的愚昧。
And so when Jonah prayed, the fish spit out Jonah.
对，约拿祷告，那个鱼就把它吐出来。
So reluctantly he walked through the city.
很不情愿的，他到了尼尼微去。
And he said, oh, you know, in a few short days, then the Ninevites will be perished.
他说，再不过几日，尼尼微城就要倾倒了。
And he just keep repeating himself.
他就这样子重复的传扬这个信息。
And he tried not to say it out so that people would be convinced.
他甚至不要讲得太大声，因为他怕有人听见会。
You know, I work so hard on the message, I try to convince you, right?
你看，比如说我现在跟你们传扬的时候，我是非常认真的预备，然后大声宣讲。
In a way, I'm better than Jonah on that day.
我想我的光景是比约拿高明。
Jonah just didn't want people to be believing.
约拿根本没有意思要人家相信他传扬。
But you know, God was with Jonah.
但是呢，因为神跟他同在。
Because the message was with from God.
因为那个信息是从神来的。
God wants to reconcile the people of Nineveh.
因为神要救尼尼微城的人。
And so that even though Jonah just keep repeating his words.
所以约拿虽然不断的重复那简单的话。
In a few days, you know, the Nineveh will fall.
再不了几日，这个城就要倾倒了。
And he just speak it sort of like that tone.
讲话就是有气没力的。
Yeah, so just because he really doesn't want to try.
因为他实在不想做这件事。
But lo and behold, the whole country turned turned over to the Lord.
但哪知道整个城都回转归。
They all repent, starting from the king. They torn their clothes and they say, "We have sinned."
从君王开始承认自己的罪，撕裂自己的衣裳，悔改在神的面前。
So God spared that kingdom.
神就拯救了那个国家。
And you know, Jonah was so mad.
约拿因此很生气。
He said, "How could this be?"
他说这怎么可以发生呢？
You know, it just there is so many work that I supposed to be doing.
我应该做其他的事情。
God, you sent me to do this. So he was angry.
他向着神有一个愤怒。
Very, very unhappy.
非常不开心。
But since he know God,
但是因为他知道神。
And he cannot do anything about God.
所以他也知道他对神没办法。
So he just kind of once again walked away.
所以他又走开了。
And walked away with a pout.
他走开带着不满。非常泄气。
It's very, very indifferent about God's personality.
他对于神的琐事非常的漠视。
And so he walked away far, far away, as far as possible.
他就走得很远很远。
And then he find a little shelter and then he sit underneath it.
他找到了一个遮阴之处就坐在那底下。
And then he just say, man, life is not worth living.
他就想说，哎，活得真是没意思。
Especially those who want to do good.
尤其对那些想要在生命中做些好事的人。
And the good is exactly not what you think the good is.
当你想要做的好事，不是你看见的事情，不是你心中想成就的事。
So he thought his life is undervalued.
他就觉得他生命没有什么意义。
And then he was pouting.
所以他就在那里叹息。
So God caused a little plant to grow up over the shelter.
他在那里坐的时候，神就叫有一个植物在他旁边生长起来。
Provide for him a lot of shade.
那这个树呢，就长成了大树呢，让为他成了就长成一个树为他遮阴。
And so Jonah suddenly felt that, ooh, cool.
突然约拿就觉得，哎，这样子蛮凉爽。
And he was angry a moment ago.
不久之前他还心中含着怒气。
But with that rapid growing plant.
但是因为那个长出来的树给他遮阴。
Provide him such goodness.
为他预备了一个舒适的地方。
And the Bible said he loved that plant.
他就很喜欢那个植物。
He was very happy with it.
而且他因此高兴。
Oh, so he just enjoyed the coolness.
他就享受那个凉爽的环境。
So as if his life is about enjoying a shade.
好像一下子他所有生命的价值都是在那里享受那个凉爽的地点。
So God sent a little worm to eat up that plant.
就神就叫一个虫来把那个植物给咬了。
And the plant died quickly also.
植物就很快就死了。
And as the plant dies, sunshine is beating down on him.
那植物萎缩了呢，太阳就照在他的身上。
Oh, once again he said, life is not worth living.
那他因此又开始抱怨说，哎，活得真是没意思。
You know, we are no different from Jonah.
我们常常跟约拿是差不多的。
We find our self-worth in some kind of goodness other than God.
我们常常在神以外找到一些我们觉得是好的，是对的。
You know, I did not buy too many brand new cars in my lifetime.
我一生里面没有买几部新车。
But one time I bought a brand new car.
有一次我买了一部崭新的车子。
I said I have made it.
我就对我说啊，生命的价值就在此。
That is so good.
这太好。
And of course later on I bought a brand new house.
过一会儿我又买了一个新的房子。
Man, I made it really, really way up.
那我想说啊，这一辈子真不是白活了。
Is that so?
是吗？
Is that our worth?
这真是我们的价值所在吗？
What if one day the car got totaled?
如果哪一天你出了车祸，整个车毁了呢？
What if one day the house got burned down?
如果哪一天你的房子给火烧了呢？
If it is so,
如果是这样，
Is your good of life changed?
那你生命中那个好的事是不是因此就改变了呢？
Some have children.
有些人有儿女。
Some have children taken from them.
有人失去了他们的儿女。
Is your good of life your child?
你的儿女是不是你生命中唯一美好的事？
Way more than that.
远远大过这个。
All that we have, God gives.
所有我们有的都是神给的。
God gives generously so that we may know what goodness is.
神给我们很多很慷慨的给我们好的事物，让我们认识他的美善。
Don't take the good things from God and forget about the goodness of God.
不要只是从他手中领受美好的事物而忘了他是那位美善者。
God is always good to his people.
神向着他的百姓总是美善的意念。
So God, when he looked at Jonah like that,
所以当他看见约拿的光景，
Yes, he wants to save the city of Nineveh.
是的，神要拯救尼尼微城。
But he also wants to save Jonah.
神也要拯救约拿。
So God told Jonah,
所以神对约拿说
He said you had verse 10 and 11. You had verse chapter 4. Chapter 4 verses 10 and 11. And the Lord said, you have compassion on the plant.
神说你向着那个植物尚且有怜悯的心。
For which you did not work and which you did not cause to grow.
你根本没有种也没有叫它生长。
Which came up overnight and perished overnight.
它一夜之间就长成，也一夕之间就毁灭。
Should I not have compassion on Nineveh?
那我向着尼尼微城的人，百姓岂不当有怜悯的心？
The great city in which there are more than 120,000 persons.
在那里有超过120,000的人。
Who do not know the difference between the right hand and the left hand?
他们是不认识左右，不能分辨左右手的一群百姓。
The Lord is just simply stating His heart.
借着这个对话，神把他的心向约拿打开。
You know, the book of Jonah stopped right there.
约拿记就停在这个对话。
It ends with the personality of God revealed to all of us.
在这里，神把他自己心中的所思，他的个性向我们打开。
God has only one heart, and that is to reconcile all people to Him.
告诉我们，神只有一件事，就是叫人与神和好。
And the important thing is that we understand the compassion of God.
重要的是我们要认识神心中那个爱和怜悯。
And earlier on, we talked about Jesus Christ who knew no sin and made to be sin for us.
刚开始我们讲到说，耶稣基督那个不知罪的为我们成为罪。
You know, it requires Jesus Christ of everything.
这个要耶稣付上一切的代价。
A lot of times, Jesus demands us of one thing and we cannot do.
很多时候耶稣对我们只有一个要求，我们都达不到。
Jesus understands.
而耶稣明白的。
Because we cannot do.
就是因为我们办不到。
So Jesus Christ has to do everything for us.
所以耶稣来做一切的事情。
And he paid his life the ransom for all.
他将他的命为我们摆上，成为我们的赎价。
He knew no sin, and God made him to become sin.
他不认识罪，却为我们成为罪。
You know, we can have a lot of different justification for ourselves.
我们对着自己常常有很多的道理可讲。
But then, when we come to Jesus Christ,
但是若是讲到耶稣基督,
we will understand no wonder He is the Lord of Lords.
我们必须承认说, 难怪他是万主之主。
And He is the Savior of all mankind.
而且是全人类的救主。
Because there are a lot of good people in the world.
有在世界上有很多好人。
But their whole life worth is to get something from other people.
但他们整个生命的价值呢，也不过是从别人得些好处。
And some of them who are called good people, perhaps someone would die.
那些也许为着好人呢，有人会愿为他舍命。
And some people would even die for the righteous people.
甚至有人会为那个所谓义人而死。
But only Christ Jesus died for us while we are still sinners.
但是唯有耶稣基督在我们还做罪人的时候，就为我们死了。
There is no sign given to this evil and wicked generation.
在这个邪恶的世代，耶稣说没有什么神迹给他们看。
Except the sign of Jonah.
只有约拿的神迹。
Jesus Christ alone died and buried.
就是耶稣基督他独自为我们死了，为我们埋葬。
And after 3 days, he got up.
三日之后，他为我们复活了。
He becomes the life that can save us continuously.
他成为那个不断能够拯救我们的生命。
And when we receive Him,
当我们得着他，
we know first we have the Lord has removed all the differences in our midst.
我们就知道第一，神已经把我们当中所有的不同挪去了。
And by faith in Him, I can be called a child of God.
借着相信他，我现在成为神的儿女。
By faith in God, I can call each other brothers and sisters.
借着在向着神的信心，我们可以称彼此弟兄姊妹。
By faith in Jesus Christ, I can call God my Father.
借着在耶稣基督的信心，我可以称神为我的父亲。
Because Jesus Christ has removed all the differences.
因为耶稣来了，他已经把一切的那个不同挪去了。
And sinners have this right before Him.
现在罪人在神的面前有一个权利了。
And not only so,
不仅如此。
If you receive Jesus Christ into your heart,
如果你接受耶稣进入你的心中，
He will make right all the relationship.
他会让你与所有的人事物的关系变成。
A lot of times, our hurt, our suffering is because of relationship.
很多时候我们受伤，因为我们跟人的关系不对。
In our relationship, God only demands us one thing.
在我们与的关系里面，神只有一个要求。
Are you going to do something so thatYou can please God?
你要做一些什么好的来讨神喜悦吗?
Or are you going to accept Jesus and follow Him in order to reconcile all the relationships?
还是你要要接受耶稣基督，跟随他，好像你与所有人的关系变得对了。
Jesus Christ removed all the difference so that He can make us right people before Him.
耶稣基督把所有的不同挪去，好叫我们成为对的人。
If someone has some grievances against you, or you have some against others,
若是有人得罪了你，或者你得罪了人。
Remember, you pay nothing to save another person.
记得我们不能做什么去拯救别人。
But Jesus Christ paid His all to save you and to save them.
但是耶稣基督付了一切的代价，为了救你也救那个人。
So I may be mad about that person.
也许我对某人怀怨。
But I cannot keep being mad.
但是我不能一直向着那个人生气。
The Lord asked Jonah, "Do you have any good reason to be angry?"
神问约拿说，你有什么好的理由生气？
Do you have any good reason to be angry with your friends?
你有什么好的理由向着你的朋友生气？
Do you have any good reason to be angry with your enemies?
你有什么好的理由向着你的仇敌生气？
God is the final judge.
神是最后的审判官。
In the judgment of God,
那是在他的审判里。
He said, "You are all sinners and I died for everyone."
就神来看，他审判的时候，他只有一句话，就是你们都是罪人。
If you want good relationship with others,
如果你想要与他人有好的关系
The only thing to do is to believe Jesus and accept Him.
你需要做的事情就是相信接受耶稣
Once you have Jesus Christ in your heart,
当你有耶稣在你的心里的时候
He will maintain the life of reconciliation in you.
他会保持那个与人和好的情形在你的心中
Jesus Christ is true and faithful.
他是那位诚信真实者
I'm giving you these words.
我把这些话交通在你们面前。
And actually, I leave out the whole last part of the message.
事实上，我最后一段来不及讲。
But time is up.
因为时间不够了。
So it is not about the words of man.
所以不在乎人的言语是什么。
But about what you see in Jesus Christ.
而在乎你在耶稣基督里。
So we will sing the hymn again.
那我们一起再唱这首诗歌。
If you are willing to accept Jesus Christ to be your reconciliation.
若是你愿意。邀请接受耶稣成为你的和好。
And you can stand to sing this.
那我就邀请你站起来唱。
And please do not just stand as a tradition.
请你不要因着这个习惯而站起来。
I ask you to sit back down first.
请你们各位坐下。
Please, you must come before the Lord yourself.
必须是你来到神面前。
And I want you to think about the message we receive.
那思想我们刚才所交通的。
Are you trying to do good to please God?
我们是想要靠着做一个对的事来讨神喜悦。
Or you know that there is nothing good in you.
或者是你深深认识到说在我们里面没有良善。
And therefore you accept that you are a sinner before God.
所以你承认这件事就是我在神面前是个罪人。
And by His blood, you know now you are justified.
你靠着他的血，你知道你得以称义了。
God has allowed His Son to do everything for us so that we can be saved.
神让他的儿子成就一切的事，好叫我们得救。
Believe in Him, you will be saved.
相信他，你就必得救。
Believe in Him, you will have eternal life.
相信他，你就得着永生。
If you believe in Him,
如果你相信他
then you stand up.
你真的相信他，你才站起来。
It is not to please me or anybody else around.
我们不是在这里讨任何人的喜悦。
So if you do not feel so,
如果你不觉得是这样
pray about it.
你就祷告。
Pray to God yourself.
你向神祷告。
The person next to you are praying for you also.
在你旁边的人也为你祷告。
And I pray that when you stand up,
所以我祷告当你站起来的时候
you admit that you are a sinner.
你是承认你是一个罪人。
You recognize Jesus Christ is your Savior.
你认识到说耶稣是你的救主
And He will give you all the good relationship in Christ.
他要在基督里给你一切对的人际关系
He will maintain you as true and faithful person before Him.
他会保守你在他里面诚信真实
And we'll sing this hymn 259.
我们一起唱259首
Please don't look at anybody else but sing. And if you don't want to sing, pray.
请你不要顾四周的人，就请你专心的唱。若是你不想唱，就请你祷告。
Until you are ready to accept Jesus.
一直到你预备好了接受耶稣。
Come in a
Oh, live our voice, walk to
Lord, we pray for one another.
主，我们为彼此代求。
We pray for the people standing and the people sitting.
为着在座站着和坐着的我们祷告。
Lord, you look beyond everyone's heart.
主，你在鉴察我们的心。
You know our true condition.
你知道我们真实的光景。
We pray for your grace.
我们祷告你的恩典。
Strengthen each one of us in our hearts.
主啊，刚强我们。
Make our resolve right before you.
让我们与你在一个对的情形里。
Thank you, Lord.
谢谢主耶稣。
Now I'm going to lead those who want to accept Jesus Christ today as a personal Savior into prayer.
现在我要带那些今天早晨接受耶稣进到你心中的一起祷告。
And I pray a line and you can follow.
我祷告一句，请你祷告一句。
Our Father in heaven,
我们天上的父，
I thank you for sending your Son Jesus Christ to die on my behalf.
我谢谢你让耶稣基督在十字架上为我舍命。
Father, I do not understand your love so great to me.
我不明白你向着我的爱是这样的大。
But as I hear your words,
但是当我听见你的话，
I know Christ died for me while I was sinner.
我明白基督在我还是罪人的时候就为我死了。
Father, I want to live a blemish, without a holy life before you.
我要在你面前过一个圣的生活。
I want you to be with me all the time.
我要你与我永远同在。
I want to be your faithful child.
我要做你那个忠心的孩子。
Father, I thank you for sending your Son to live in my heart.
我谢谢你差遣你的儿子活在我的心中。
From now on, I will recognize Jesus Christ as my Savior, my Lord.
从现在起，我承认耶稣是我的救主，是我的主。
He is the center of my worship.
他是我敬拜的中心。
He is the love of my heart.
他是我的心所爱。
And He is the goal of my entire life.
他是我生命的目标。
Father, I thank you.
父亲，我感谢你。
For Jesus Christ is my treasure from now on.
从今天开始，耶稣是我的宝贝。
And He is the beginning of all reconciliation.
他也是我与人与神和好的开始。
And starting now till forever.
从现在开始直到永远。
Lord, make me a peaceful, make a peacemaker.
让我成为一个和平的使者。
And I desire to be an ambassador for Christ as well.
让我做耶稣基督的使者。
Lord, teach me how to live before you.
教导我如何为你而活。
So not only I have received the gospel.
这不仅我得着这个福音的好处。
But I will bring my friends, my family to you.
我也把我的家人，我的朋友带来。
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
谢谢你，主耶稣。
Giving me the privilege and honor to know your gospel.
给我这样的恩典和权利来认识你的福音。
Make me a preacher of your gospel as well.
让我成为一个传扬你福音的人。
Thank you, Lord.
谢谢主。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.